Some people's carrots. Yikes.
Yeah. Some sad stories out there. So let's first talk about canning. Liz, what is it that you can?
Let's see. With my green beans, I make dilly beans, pickling them. And with zucchini, I make zucchini relish. And in both of those, I use other things in them from the garden. Like the zucchini relish has this great variety of bell pepper. I just discovered this year that it's smaller peppers, but they ripen up quicker, so I can have them soon enough to be using them. And onions from the garden go in the zucchini relish and the dilly beans, and garlic and the dilly beans and dill. And then the third thing I can is kelp salsa. So the kelp, obviously not from the garden, but thanks to the sea. But I put tomatoes and peppers and onions and garlic in the kelp salsa, which is super yummy.
Hmm.
Oh, and tomatoes. I forgot. Tomatoes go in the kelp salsa, too.
Wow, I'd like to taste that. That sounds interesting.
It's really good. Okay, thank you, Liz. And Betsy, what do you can?
Well, a lot of what Liz said, we all kind of like follow, help each other with recipes. So I'd say a lot of the same. I did get a recipe for zucchini pickles, and those have been really good. They're kind of curry zucchini pickles. And then the only thing I'd add on to that is I do some tomato, like just kind of crushed tomatoes usually. And sometimes we make it into a sauce and have it ready to go. And then juices like cherry juice, cranberry juice, apple juice, and rhubarb juice.
Okay, and you actually can those.
Yeah, I like those canned for sure. And then I put it in, like a sparkling water type of thing or whatever you'd like.
Ooh, have you gotten cranberries yet this year, Betsy?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
No cranberries yet. No.
Yeah, that's kind of the last thing you can get, right?
Yeah, it's nice to wait, as we always learned anyways, was to have the first freeze.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, some people jump on it before. But
they're easier to spot that way anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The only thing I can are jams and jellies, and then I do bread and butter pickles.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, can I add one thing on the canning?
Sure.
I forgot we could speak outside of the garden and conclude the berry thing. So cherries, we started with after you freeze the cherries, you can get more juice out of the cherries than when you first pick them. And like so, with frozen cherries, when I thaw them, I get like two cups of cherry juice, and we started putting that with our high bush cranberry juice, and we think it like runs circles around just plain high bush cranberry juice. So that's like for us super fun. And then you squeeze the juice out. I've just been doing it by hand, squeezing the cherries up, hitting them, squeezing them, and then taking out the juice. And then the leftover cherries, I did an experiment. I thought, well, they might not taste that rich because it's got all the good flavor in the juice, but I dehydrated the cherries. And they're still just awesome little, dried cherries are so yummy. So it's like getting double the product is pretty fun.
So did you sweeten them all, or did you sweeten your cherries before you dehydrated them?
No, not at all. You know, when you dehydrate them, it's like dehydrating tomatoes. Somehow they get sweeter. They're not sweet, but like in granola or hot cereal or something, they are really, really good, I think.
Yeah, I always soak mine in sugar water overnight before I dehydrate them. Gives them a little bit of a sweeter. I mean, they're still sour, right?
You might try adding a little bit of lemon juice in or vanilla when you sweeten, because particularly vanilla tends to kind of cut some of that sour bite.
Hmm.
Just try it a little bit. Another thing that I can are brandied cherries.
Ooh.
Ooh. Which are so good. Okay.
Now, I have my 40-day in the sun cherries going, and actually one jar can be opened today because it's been in the sun it's been in the window for 40 days.
Okay. And these ferment?
These ferment. I'm brewing.
Uh-huh.
I'm brewing. It'll be alcohol, actually.
But wow.
But they are delicious.
Ooh,
they are delicious.
You just put cherries in a jar?
Put the cherries pitted in a jar, in a quart jar, that's what I use, and put a cup and a half of sugar in there, seal them up, and you don't have to steam seal them, you just close them, right? and put them in the sun for 40 days. And, you know, obviously we don't have 40 days worth of sun on a regular basis. So I just keep them in the windowsill and make sure you turn them, you know, shake them so that the sugar gets distributed for the first week or so. And then open them up in 40 days and you got yourself a nice little cherry cordial.
Oof.
And the cherries are delicious, too. They taste really good if you mix them into chocolate or fudge or yogurt or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, over ice cream.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm. Okay. Ooh, mouth is watering. Okay, well, there's a whole lot of great ideas there. So what kinds of things do you freeze? Betsy, what do you freeze?
I freeze lots of green beans. Love my green beans frozen.
And
broccoli.
Do you blanch them?
I blanch them. Yeah, okay. I blanch the green beans. The broccoli I roast. I kind of like that a little bit. Roasted and then freeze them. Pesto, of course, berries. And then I shred zucchini and then freeze that for soups or whatever you would like to do with that in the middle of winter. And I would say leeks. I don't always do leeks, so I do another way, which we'll talk about, too. So I'd say those are the main things I can think of.
Okay, thank you. Liz, what do you freeze?
Same thing Beth said, but I would add Brussels sprouts and spinach and chard and snow peas.
Spinach and chard you freeze?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you use that in soups, or?
We eat a lot of, like, you know, for breakfast, you know, just eggs, you know, spinach,
okay,
omelet kind of stuff. We make, you know, what are those, calzones. Seems like we use actually a lot of frozen spinach in our house anyway. Yeah. Trying to think what else. Can't think.
Okay. That's a great idea. I've also, besides the things you've talked about, I've done shelled peas, which work. I blanch them first. And I've blanched carrots and froze them. And then I freeze in small jars the chopped up leeks, just enough for a single use, and pesto, and berries that I freeze individually and then put into single size packaging so that I don't have to try and, you know, chip it off of a big block of stuff. And I've also frozen vegetable broth. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Joni? Anything you
would
add to
I canned my vegetable broth, but I freeze my tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, and I don't blanch them, I don't peel them or anything. I just put them in a freezer bag and add to it as I get more tomatoes. And then when you take them out, the skins want to slip off anyway, but they taste fresh. They taste really fresh when you take them out, you know, months later. And I freeze my raspberries until I get enough to deal with, and that's usually sometime in the winter that I'll, you know, take them out of the freezer and turn them into juice or syrup or something. Yeah.
Yeah, or jam.
Or jam. Yeah. Jelly. I do jelly because I don't like the seeds.
The seeds, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. How about root cellars? What do you put in your root cellar, and what is your root cellar like? Liz, what are you doing?
Let's see. Beets, onions, leeks, potatoes, carrots, garlic and parsnips, so pretty big. A root cellar has a lot of stuff. But anyway, in our house, it's underneath our house because we have a perimeter pour foundation, so it doesn't freeze under there. I had a maximum thermometer under there, and the lowest it gets under our house was 35. And, you know, it's tough now, you know, like we have to pull our carrots early. I haven't yet, but you know, it's gonna be more like 50 under there, which isn't ideal. I don't know if anybody has any ideas about cooling your root cellar down for this time of the year. But you know, last year I think Betsy still might be eating carrots, but we ran out of carrots in May, and they were still darn good. So it's a good way to store stuff.
What kind of a container do you put them in?
The carrots are in boxes with the dust from the beach, you know, that leaf, seaweed, black powder, you know, stuff. Okay. We use it in our compost, but also in that. And the onions just in milk crates, and same with the beets are in the duff too, and then leeks are just in a 5-gallon bucket with a little dirt in the bottom, and the roots kind of sit on the dirt. Yep.
Okay.
And garlic.
With a seaweed duff, is it dry or damp or?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if anybody in Haines uses one of those hydrometers, but, you know, you go by feel and, you know, just started using that duff stuff. And last year, I don't know, you know, it's not scientific, but it just feels damp. You know, carrots like it damp. So it worked better than sawdust. We're switching over. We used to do sawdust. Now we're going to do only that stuff. And I might have gotten lucky last year, but we're going to do it again. And hopefully we'll have that right amount of moisture in the duff.
Okay, all right. Betsy, what do you do for root cellaring?
Yeah, a lot of the same, like Liz said. In fact, I did have to pick my carrots yesterday because the bear came back a second time. I had one little bed left, and so they went into sawdust, a mixture of the black, mix. Looks like it's seaweed and sticks and that sort of thing rolled up there. And so I do a mix of that in my carrots and beets, so they go in a box. And I still have carrots from last year, but they definitely are not as good. So, I may try to freeze a few more. So, but next year I won't have extra due to the bears this year, I'm sure. Onions and garlic, for me, I tried my root cellar, and my root cellar was a little too moist for them. So I need to keep them more of in a cool, dry place. So my root cellar is under the house on a hill. We dug into the dirt, and it's sort of surrounded. It's on dirt, and it's surrounded like two sides with dirt, and then our flooring of our house on top. And so it just must get a little bit too much moisture in there. So I just have another place downstairs that I put my garlic and onions. And then potatoes do go in the root cellar, as I said, carrots and beets. And then the cabbages I hang because I had read that that's good for air all around them, so I just hang them by their root stalk. And then lastly, the leeks, yeah, I love that way. I do some by freezing them, but most of my leeks go in a 5-gallon bucket. I basically don't shake off the dirt. It just goes in the bucket, and then I add a little more dirt, make sure it stays a little moist, and I've had them last till May. I think we even used one May and June. They start to get a little, you know, if they're packed in there, a little, you got to go in there and peel them off. They get a little slimy, but they can last a long time that way.
Huh. Okay, that's great. And I do garlic and potatoes in my root cellar, which is just old ice chests full of dry sawdust, and I don't have an underground or under the house accessible place to store things, so mine all goes into an unheated garage, and mm-hmm. that works out really well. Mm-hmm. Okay, are there anything that you would add in there, Joni?
No, I don't have a root cellar either, but I do have a bedroom that I close, and I have my back porch, which is also enclosed, and that's where I keep things, my potatoes and carrots, and right now that's where my onions are, and my garlic are all back there right now, and the herbs that I dry are hanging back there. So I'm not sure how well it's going to work. I do have a lot of potatoes this year because I figured food security, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of potatoes, and the carrots are more of an experiment. I've always kept them in the refrigerator because I never grew that much. And this time I have a bunch of carrots that I put in a cooler, a big cooler, and I layered straw. I layered straw and then carrots, and then I shook some water on it. And I don't know, it's an experiment. We'll see if that works.
Yeah, I'm wondering with the carrots that Betsy or Liz mentioned that are from last year, if you could just juice those and freeze the juice.
Hmm, that's a good idea.
I've done that before. We used to, stalemate, just pull up the old carrots and we juice it. We don't freeze it. We just drink it, even though it's sort of like, about 4 quarts or something like that we can get off it. But we We end up just drinking it, and it stays in the freezer. But I mean, the fridge. But I, you know, maybe it is good just to freeze it. You bet.
Yeah, possibility. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else that we should add in? I know we're our time is a little bit messed up today because of the technology. But
yeah, I think it's about time because it's 5 minutes after, and I think we blew about 5 minutes messing with the.
Okay. All right. Well, so there you go. There's a whole bunch of ideas for canning and freezing and root cellaring. And make sure you get out there and harvest those carrots before the bears help you out with that. And thank you to Betsy and to Liz and to Joni.
Good to
talk to everybody. And we'll see you again on Garden Conversation.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, Joni. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Liz and Betsy and Melissa with a Garden Conversation, heard every Thursday morning here right on KHNS, which you are tuned to, your community radio station, KHNS, Haines, Clequan, and Skagway. It's time now for the community calendar, which is brought to you in part.